a new president for Romania, and he is not a former communist official. Ion Iliescu has been running that country since Nicolae Ceaușescu was overthrown in December of 1989, but he's now lost the president's job to Emil Constantinescu. Nick Thorpe reports for the BBC from Central Europe, and he joins us now from Romania's capital, Bucharest. Mr. Thorpe, the new president is said to be a university professor, a teacher of geology in his career. What else do you know about him?
Well, he's 56 years old. He has a beard. He has no experience of high office, but these things count rather in his favor than against him. This election's been fought very much on moral principles, to clean up corruption and also try and find out the truth about the revolution 7 years ago. And so it was rather an advantage for this rather popular man, Mr. Constantinescu. He's not tainted by the past, either by a communist past or by a corrupt present. This has helped him very much in this election.
Now, he would have been, as a university professor, a member of the Communist Party before.
That's right, but not a high one. One has to add to that that more than half the population became members of the party. It was impossible to do anything in this country, really, without being a member of the party. But that's very different to actually playing an active part, which the present or the outgoing president, Mr. Iliescu, has been. He was, of course, a propaganda chief until he fell out with the dictator, with Nicolae Ceaușescu, in the 1970s.
Mr. Constantinescu made a speech last night in University Square there in Bucharest and said, "I pay homage to those who died here in 1989 for freedom." And you mentioned he would try to find out the truth of what happened there. It's always been alleged that it really was more of a coup than an honest rebellion in Romania?
There have been many allegations throughout the last 7 years. Clearly, a lot of people came over from the old regime and kind of survived into the new one. And Mr. Iliescu became their champion, and they hid behind him. What's very interesting now, of course, now that Mr. Iliescu has fallen, is what will happen to all the people he appointed at every level of the civil and foreign service, in the secret police, in the army, and so on. Those people are now afraid for their jobs, and the electorate has clearly voted for the change.
And what sort of change can actually happen with regard to Romania's economy? It's in bad shape. The other former communist countries are doing much better than Romania has been doing the past few years.
That's right. Inflation here is 45% now. The average wage is only about $100 a month. It's on paper, it's rather hard to see what the government could do straight away. Romania has been somewhat starved of foreign investment over the last years compared to, say, neighboring Hungary, which has received a great deal. I think there, again, Mr. Constantinescu, the new president, will have an advantage. He's a Christian Democrat in West European political thinking. He will have a lot of support, especially from France and Germany, I think. It was very interesting and significant that first people to congratulate him today, even before the official results were announced, were President Chirac of France and Chancellor Kohl of Germany. And I think if the new government and the new president are to live up to some of their election promises and try and sort out the economy and get it back on track, then they will need a lot of help from Western Europe, from countries like France and Germany, but there's a good chance they will get some of that help.
Do people in the streets seem to be enthusiastic about this choice?
That's right. There were remarkable scenes here last night. Tens of thousands of people pouring into the center of town. All the wide boulevards of Bucharest were full of mostly young people carrying flags. There were car horns blaring. And then there was a very moving moment in the square, in the big university square, when Mr. Constantinescu was addressing the crowds. And at one moment, the whole crowd, tens of thousands of people, knelt and prayed together. These were scenes I certainly haven't seen since the revolution in 1989. There's a huge euphoria here.
Nick Thorpe reports for the BBC. He talked with us from Bucharest, Romania.